Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
Today we are joined by Denise from the United States, who's a holistic health practitioner. Denise and her daughter both take LDN for Behçet's disease. Thank you for joining us, Denise.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, would you like to tell us about your story with LDN?
Yeah, it actually started back in 2008. It started before then, but I was unable to find a doctor who was willing to treat my symptoms until 2008. Back in the late 80s, I was diagnosed at Duke Medical Center here in the United States as having chronic fatigue syndrome. And at that time, they just said, well, go home. You know, there's nothing we can do for you. I was in high school. I was exhausted. I was aching all over. I had mild fevers that would kind of come and go. I was not myself. I couldn't remember things. My grades were falling. It was very unhelpful, I guess, to be told, well, we know you have something, but we can't help you. So I would just go to school. I would drag myself there. I would get through my day as best I could. I tried explaining to my teachers what was going on, that I, you know, didn't understand where it came from, but that I had chronic fatigue, and that meant more than just being tired all the time, that it made it really hard to recall information. So, like I said, my grades started dropping. I was doing quite poorly in high school. In fact, I had a counselor in high school when I went to look at colleges who said, well, you know, I wouldn't look too terribly hard. Your grades aren't very good. And I was very disheartened because I had always wanted to work in medicine. And you can't work in medicine straight out of high school or just walking off the street. At least I don't think I'd want that person working on me. So I did the best that I could. My mom, started taking over my chores so that I didn't have to do as much around the house. She didn't ride me as hard about my grades because she understood that, you know, I had a doctor's note that said something is wrong with you, but we can't do anything. And I slept most of the time, most of my free time. I would come home from school, I would eat something, and I would go to sleep. And I'd wake up the next morning, and it was time to go to school again. That went on for years. And in around 2008, I was able to find a doctor Webster, who, believe it or not, I found his name because he was a doctor that Suzanne Summers had worked with. And I had read one of her books, and I thought, well, you know, if there's somebody out there who's willing to listen, I'm willing to give him a try. And I went and I met with him, and he was an ER doctor who was now working in his own practice, and he was very familiar. At that time, I was only familiar with allopathic or traditional medicine. I really didn't have any experience with anything outside of that, anything non-traditional. So he started doing some tests on me and looking at my energy levels and just doing some kind of things that at the time I thought were very odd. But I went, hey, you know, this guy says he can help me, so I'm going to give it a try. And then he wrote out a couple of prescriptions, and he said, you know, go take these, and I'll see you back in a couple months, and, you know, we'll see how you're doing. So I went and had them filled. Well, first I took them to a regular pharmacy, and they couldn't fill it, and I thought, oh boy, what is this, you know, and they pointed me to a compounding pharmacy. I wasn't even very familiar with them at that point. And they filled it and they said, oh, here, we hope this, you know, they kind of had that look on their face that says, oh dear, you know, we see something's really wrong with you and you're going to take this medicine and you're probably going to have to take it for the rest of your life. And that kind of scared me because I hadn't had any experience with taking something for my whole life because I kind of thought, wow, that's just something that's reserved for the very, very sick or those who are very advanced in age. And it felt very frightening to me to be in my 20s and be told I was going to be on something possibly for the rest of my life. But I had my prescription filled and I took it just like they said. And I started feeling better, but not right away. It took some time for me. And unfortunately, by the time I started feeling better, that doctor moved to another state. So I had a large lapse in taking the LDN because I couldn't find another doctor who could prescribe it. They didn't know what it was. They weren't willing to go on the fact that I had taken it in the past. So I went for several years without taking it, and that was a huge uphill battle. At that point, I could feel what it had done for me, even though at the time it didn't feel dramatic. It wasn't like an overnight, you take this pill and the next day you're all better. It was a gradual kind of thing. But once it was gone, I really noticed it. And I was able to find another doctor about a year and a half ago, almost a year and a half ago, that would allow me to go back on it. And I have been so blessed by this particular substance. Low-dose naltrexone has really enabled me to live a more normal life. I'm a mother of 5 kids. I am a holistic health practitioner. I have a concierge service, which is fancy for officeless, but that's because, you know, I'm a mom and I do a lot of reading and research. And when I'm able to get my medicine like I have been, I can retain information. I feel like myself again. I know what's going on with my body. I understand better. I feel I'm a lot more in tune. I sleep better. I've been able to cut my asthma medication in half without having any side effects. I was diagnosed with dry eye, and when I started taking the LDN again, after a couple of months, I noticed that was better. I use eye drops, just a regular over-the-counter kind of a tear replacement once in the morning, and that's it. My eyes stay dry the rest of the day. It's really perfect. I have noticed my interleukin 6 marker has come hugely down. It's been wonderful. The inflammation in my body has been decreased to the point that I don't think most people would even know that I have chronic fatigue syndrome because it's in remission. I can stay awake all day long. I no longer need to take naps. It has really been hugely beneficial to myself and my family.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is absolutely great. But you were telling me beforehand that it was difficult to get LDN prescribed for your daughter. How old was she when she got sick?
Let's see, she's 14 now, and I guess it started when she was around 10 or 11. With Bessette's or Bichette's, I've said it both ways, and some people correct me, and I'm kind of like, hey, I have it, so it really doesn't matter, you know? there are symptoms with it that are unpleasant and uncomfortable to talk about, quite honestly. I presented with a lot of mouth sores, ulcerations, that were quite painful. And they looked like lesions in my mouth, and they would open up and bleed. And I would have just recurrences of these. I mean, we're talking on your tongue, on your gums, in your cheeks, upper and lower gums, and it was just made it incredibly painful to eat. And my dad had that. And when I was, you know, a kid, I remember he used to use silver nitrate sticks. And we'd go to the dentist, and the dentist would just take a silver nitrate stick. If you can imagine putting that poison in your mouth today, right? And he would just burn them off. And, oh, that brought such relief because, you know, these ulcerations would go away. And but unfortunately with the SETs, there are other ulcerations that can occur, and they happen to be in the genital area. So it's very difficult for kids to talk about that. You know, if all of a sudden it hurts when they go to use the restroom, they don't want to tell a teacher or their parents. They don't even want to tell their doctor about it because they don't know what it is. It can be very frightening. Well, my daughter presented with those ulcerations as opposed to having as many mouth sores. She would get a few of the mouth sores, but her main area where she was bothered was in the genital region. And none of our doctors believed, you know, that they knew what we had, and they kind of went, well, we can test these ulcers. Well, testing them means taking a sterile Q-tip and putting it in the painful ulceration to get a sample. And trying to take a child who was prepubescent and not accustomed to, you know, having their doctor look, you know, in that particular area of their body was humiliating for her. And it was very hard for me as her mom, even though I understood that they had to, you know, medicine is a process of exclusion rather than going, oh, we know what this is. First, they have to say, well, it's not X, Y, or Z, so they had to rule things out. And it was really hard to look at her and tell her, this is for your own good, when I knew it was very, very painful for her. She also presented with joint pain, which is very, very common. I myself also have fibromyalgia, which is a kind of a pain syndrome throughout the body. So I understood when she said, you know, my fingers are really stiff. It would become very difficult for her to be able to write. She's a prolific writer and very gifted, but holding the pen would hurt after just a short period of time because of the inflammation that was going on within her joints, as one of the problems of the SETs. Well, taking her to the doctor, they tested, they kept saying, we don't know what this is. They would send off samples to various labs around the state, and everybody said, we don't know what this is. They ended up putting her on steroids. You know, she was on prednisone for a couple of months, which is not pleasant. It created anxiety and sleeplessness and problems that were just really uncomfortable for her. It was uncomfortable even as her mom just to watch that. And I knew that it was an immune system dysfunction. And I knew from my own research that the only thing that I could find besides vitamin D, which is we found to be exceptionally low in her at that point, was the LDN. So once I knew the path that I wanted to at least try, knowing that there were little to no side effects with LDN, I thought we really didn't have a lot to lose, and I did not like the idea of her being constantly on antibiotics because, of course, if the doctor didn't know what it was, they kept throwing out steroids and antibiotics. And she kept having these problems, and I thought, you know, she can't live like this. You just physically can't. Your body can't take that. So I was able to find a friend of mine who is a pediatrician, and she specializes in functional medicine. And even then, it took me over 2 years of having my daughter go through these painful cycles of ulcerations before I could get that doctor, whom I knew personally, to write her a prescription for LDN. I had to just pretty much beg her I said, look, I know you've written it for other kids, because she also happens to work with a lot of kids on the autism spectrum. And I was trying to convince her, and this was before the book, so I was trying to convince her that, hey, I can't tell you exactly how it works, but I believe in my heart that this works on a really deep level of the immune system and allows the body to help itself. And can we please try this? Because I can't keep watching my child deteriorate. And it was only after persistence, and I mean, I would show up at her office on a weekly basis, and I would say, you're going to keep seeing me until, you know, you at least let us try this. We got my daughter on it. She's been on it now almost a year, just about a year. And it took probably about 4 months for her to find the full effect of it. So it was so amazing that 6 months into it, my daughter, or 6 months after, so about 10 months into it, my daughter had not had any ulcerations anywhere. Her joint pain was gone. She was able to ride a bicycle and run and play and function like all of her friends. She was feeling so good that she decided to go off of the LDN because she thought she was cured. Unfortunately, she didn't tell her mother that, so I had no idea this was going on. And about 4 weeks later, the ulceration started again. And she didn't tell me right away. She waited a couple of weeks, and then she came to me and she said, something's wrong, it's come back. And I, at that point, was kind of confused, because I said, wait a minute, you're taking your medicine, right? Oh, yeah, I'm taking it, she said. So then I went to her room and I counted the pills, or the little capsules, and I found out she had stopped taking it, and I said, honey, you know, why did you stop taking it? And she said, I thought I was cured because I felt normal. I felt like myself. I could do things like everybody else. And that's when, once that happened to her, that was a huge wake-up call. And so she has been on it and is back on it and does not ever plan to go off of it again, because it allowed her to have a normal life and to not be looked at with that kind of pity look. You know, people mean well, but they give you this look that kind of goes, oh, I feel so sorry for you. And while that's kind, it's not helpful. But yeah, it was tough getting the medicine for her. But now that she is on it, we are not going back, either one of us, because it has made that big of a difference in our lives. And it's so incredibly inexpensive. It's amazing. It's like $1 a day for each of us, you know, which that's nothing, you know. That's really nothing when you compare that to the quality of life that that you can have. I understand that not everybody is going to experience the same things, you know, some people it's going to take more time than others, and so some people might not stay with it long enough to realize the full potential. But we were very blessed and very lucky that we were able to find out about it, first of all, and that we were able to obtain it, and that it worked. And it worked really well. And it's a very gentle way to kind of, I guess, almost like, I think of it kind of like when somebody has braces on their teeth, and they, you know, their teeth are beautiful when they come off and they're all perfect. But if you don't wear your retainer, your teeth will go right back. So I kind of liken the LDN to wearing your retainer. If you don't take it, you can end up going back to the state in which you were prior to taking it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we are very grateful to it.
Well, that's wonderful. And you're both in remission.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, yes.
That's been wonderful.
Yeah.
How many years have you been taking it, Denise?
That I've been back on it now, it's been almost 2 years. So I had gone a very long time without it, and those years were really difficult. It was almost worse than the years before I knew about it, because I knew it could be helpful to me and I couldn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to before, when I didn't know that there was anything out there that could be helpful. So even though it's only been a short time that I've been back on it, comparatively speaking, I have noticed a huge difference in the quality of my life. Like I said, I don't take naps. I have fewer, I'm only 45, but I have fewer quote unquote senior moments. I can tend to remember what I'm talking about and not get lost. You know, that brain fog where people kind of look at you and you have to stop and ask them, you know, what did I just say? For me, that's been really a good thing, because you know, nobody wants to go listen to a practitioner or take advice from somebody who can't remember the sentence they said two sentences ago, you know. So it's been a real godsend for me and for my daughter. I'm actually hoping to get my sister on it in the future, in the very near future. She does not live near us, so I can't get her to the same doctor where we go, but I'm, you know, giving her the information, because she has recently been diagnosed with lupus, and I think that she too would be helped remarkably with LDN.
Well, maybe we can interview your sister, you know, in months to come.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
Thank you for sharing your experience with us. We really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you for asking me, and thank you again for making this book available, for opening our eyes to this, and for really giving fabulous science to it, so that, you know, we're not walking around talking to doctors and having them look at us like we're nuts, that we can actually point to various chapters and things and say, look, read this. You know, it makes it so much easier to be able to obtain it when you can prove to somebody that it's real and it works and it's not harmful. So, thank you.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.